please.
Republic of Moldova carried a series of activities dedicated to improvement of washing schools, and I will start with establishing of a sector coordination council on washing school, which was formed in October last year in Republic of Moldova, and is coordinated, is chaired by the Ministry of Education. And this sector coordination council has the mandate to evaluate situation and to propose some improvement activities on this topic. At the moment was carried a self-assessment exercise. We invited all schools from our country, respond to this call, three quarters of the number of total schools, so more than 800 schools. And from those number were selected 125 school institutions where the state, together with the support of international partners, is able in coming years to implement some infrastructure projects for improval and for offering access to water sanitation and hygiene for all people and school staff. And already from this year, we have started the project in 17 institutions were to be finished till the end of the year. And together with our support at the session of the steering committee was adopted the first action plan adopted by a decree of the Ministry of Education, action plan on for improving wash services in schools, which includes together with modernization, some other activities such as offering a sustainable financing for offering and procuring of consumables, for developing practices, for training teachers, and for promoting hygiene and communication campaign. Also for developing guidance for teachers. As of implementing practices, good practices on menstrual hygiene, we are not so advanced so as other countries. It's we start those activities from the beginning. It wasn't a common topic to discuss before, but already we have a pilot project implemented with UNFPA support in a few pilot schools on training pupils, teachers, and the distribution of hygienic kits to school girls. And also to give to this process an official framework, by our institution was developed a new sanitary regulations for school, which provides new conditions for water supply, for sanitation, and for menstrual hygiene. Is for the first time to give a legal framework for that, and which expect to be adopted soon by the government, already passed all mandatory processes. And about hand hygiene in public settings, together with an ONG, which is the Association of Entrepreneurs, we started a communication campaign on hand hygiene in public settings, especially in piloted in three districts in Moldova, in communities with involving local public authorities, and for developing of a guidance to them how to develop water and sanitation infrastructure and to implement good practices for changing behavior on using those practices on daily basis. Also, we had a not easy discussion on changing the legal framework. It's about rural locations. Probably a lot of countries in our region face the same problem. I mean locations with inhabitants less than 2,000 or small rural communities with small schools where is not economically feasible to build a wastewater treatment plant, but where it's necessary to change legislation to allow to use some small scale sanitation facilities and on-site sanitation. Thank you.